السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة يونس آية 28-29-30. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم نحشرهم جميعا ثم نقول للذين أشركوا مكانكم أنتم وشركاؤكم، فزيّلنا بينهم وقال شركاؤهم ما كنتم إيانا تعبدون. فكفى بالله شهيدا بيننا وبينكم إن كنا عن عبادتكم لغافلين. هنالك تبلو كل نفس ما أسلفت وردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about the fate and the destiny of the polytheists, the mushrikeen, on the Day of Judgment. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. He's going to gather. Al-hashr means gathering. On a day that all humans and jinn and angels are going to get together in one stadium. That stadium is called the Day of Judgment. So huge. It probably has the capacity of several billion, I guess. They're going to gather not only the humans but also the objects of worship. Whatever the humans worshipped beside God, be it idols, sometimes idols, asnam, sometimes animals, sometimes other humans, humans worshipping other humans. All these objects of worship are going to gather with the worshippers, those who worship them. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. جَمِيعًا means all together. ثُمَّ نَقُولُ. In this case, we're going to address those polytheists who did not worship God. And let me ask you this. Now, if you look at the population of the earth today, which number is bigger today? Those who worship God or those who worship not God, other objects? Which number is bigger? Which one? The first or the second? The second. Definitely the second. Someone was telling me one of the signs of being correct and being right is to be the majority. I said to him, no. It is exactly the opposite. In the Quran, in the Bible, in other books, and in reality, in this life, always the majority is not right, the minority is right. And this is what God tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you follow the desire of the majority of the people of earth, they're going to misguide you and divert you from the course of God. يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. It means that they don't worship God, neither they favor God. So on that day, people who, the worshippers and the objects of worshipping, both are going to gather on that day. Allah says, on that day there are no chairs, no seats. So prepare your knees to stand. Don't tell me I'm tired, I have back pain. Allah says, وَقِفُوهُمْ, standing. قِفُوهُمْ from مُقُوف. All have to stand. إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ, they are responsible. مَسْؤُولُونَ, they have to be interrogated and questioned. They question them. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. All mankind have to stand on that day. So here Allah says, ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا مَكَانَكُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَشُرَكَاءُكُمْ. Allah says to those who worship other than God, stop. مَكَانَكُمْ in Arabic, when you say it as a command, مَكَانَك, it means a stop, don't move, stop. So Allah is going to tell them, مَكَانَكُمْ, stop, don't move. أَنْتُمْ وَشُرَكَاءُكُمْ, you and the objects of worship, the idols that you worship, both of you have to stand. Because we have an important question to ask you. Stop, don't move. أَنْتُمْ وَشُرَكَاءُكُمْ فَزَيَّلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ. زَيَّلْنَا, it means we separate between them. تَزْيِيل, in the Arabic grammar, تَزْيِيل, زَيَلَ, it means when you separate. So we're going to question you and interrogate you separately. Separately, separate from each other. We're going to disconnect you from each other. فَزَيَّلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَقَالَ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ. Here Allah says, the idols that they worshipped here, they're going to separate themselves from those people. They would tell them, listen, مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. We have nothing with you. You did not worship us. مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. You did not worship. Don't say we worship the idols. You worshipped your own what? Tell me. Your own desires. You have worshipped in the past, in this dunya. You did not worship us. You worshipped your own whims and desires and arrogance. مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. You did not respect us. It was not out of respect for the idols. It was because of your desires. Now there is a debate. If they are idols, how can they speak? Idols don't have a brain. They don't have tongues. They don't have mouths. How can they speak? There is a verse in the Quran. The verse says, Allah asks some objects to testify and they will testify. And people are going to be shocked. The wall is talking? What happened? This stone, this pole here, this pillar, the seat. They say, what's happening here? Is this magic? The answer is going to be, أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ. أَنْطَقَ what? كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. It is God. This is a verse in the Quran. Don't be shocked or surprised. Allah who made everything speak, He made us also speak today. It's from God. أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ. Yes. Normally we don't speak. We don't have brains. We don't speak. But today, it's the commands of God. God wants us to speak. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ يَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ. On a day of judgment, the criminals, when they are brought to justice, sometimes, who are the witnesses? They don't have to bring the victims, other human beings. Their skins, their eyes, their ears, their tongues, their limbs are going to testify against them. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ. Their arms and their feet are going to testify. The verse in the Quran says, we just read the verse in the prayers, first prayers in Maghrib. إِذَا زِلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The earth, the dirt, this earth, the sand and the dirt, is going to speak أخبارها, its own news. It gives a report to God on the day of judgment. The earth, it says someone lived here on this spot for 10 years, 20 years. They slept here, they walked here, they lived here, they dwelt here, and they did this and this and this and that. The earth itself. Yes, the earth. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. يَوْمَئِذٍ, on a such a day, which is the day of judgment, تُحَدِّثُ محادثة, gives a report. أَخْبَارَهَا, everything that took place on this spot here, it's going to speak on that day. How does that happen? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. It is inspired by God and ordered by God. And God, when He gives an order, He knows what He's talking about. He would not give an order to someone that does not respond. So when He gives an order, he knows what He's doing. He would give the ability, the power, the strength to that person or to that object or to that earth to speak. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتٍ. You see groups. Millions and millions and billions of people moving together. أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Why they are here? Where they are heading? They are heading to see the results. To see the results. And then Allah says on that day, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. Some faces are going to be brightened, smiling, happy, excited. And some faces are going to be dark and dumb and sad and defeated. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to brighten your face on that day. And you can do that through your deeds here, through your amal. If we do good here, two things we need here in this life, no more. Two things. Clear the heart, cleanse it from jealousy, from hate, from rancor, from grudge, from hating others, from backbiting others. Cleanse it. Fill it with love, with forgiveness, with compassion, with consideration, with thoughtfulness. This is number one. Number two, when the heart is clean, the deeds are going to be clean too. If you can control one, the second is going to be controlled easy. If you can influence your heart to be always clean, your deeds are going to be clean too. But if the heart is not clean, it's very difficult to do a clean work. The work is not going to be clean. And if these two things are secured here, then you don't have to worry on that day. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ. Those who come with a brightened, smiling face. I remember when we used to go back in the old days. I was in the high school living in one of the Arab countries, not Iraq, another country. They used to post the results, finals, on the wall of the school outside. Why outside, not inside? In case, because if we go inside, they're going to break the windows if they see bad results. So they keep them outside. So We go with our parents. The dad drop his son. Sometimes he comes with him. Sometimes he doesn't come with him. You see vehicles are parking. And scores of students are moving. They go and read their names. Some of them, they come with a smile on the face. So the dad who's sitting behind the steering, he knows his son has passed. And others, they would not come back to the car. They run away. Because the dad has prepared the cane, you know, asa, inside. Because physical discipline was encouraged and allowed, not forbidden. So they would not come back to the car. They run away. This is easy. Result here, it could be corrected. But these, the ultimate results there, they are not going to be corrected. This is your final destination. This is your final destination. So Allah says here, we going to order them to speak. The limbs, the skin, Allah says the eyes, ears, mouth, and the skin. The skin, mufassireen, when it comes to the skin, they say the private parts, because the Quran is mu'addab, has adab and manners, does not mention private parts. But whenever Allah says in the Quran, the skin, juluduhum, لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا, they said to their private parts. When the private parts, they do something wrong, they're going to testify there. This is the meaning of julud. Julud, the upper meaning is the skin, but the deeper meaning is something deeper than the skin. But the Quran is mu'addab, polite book, does not use profanity, so he uses the term skins. After that, Allah says, فَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ إِن كُنَّا عَنْ عِبَادَتِكُمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. The idols on that day, they're going to tell the worshippers who spend thousands of years worshipping them, they're going to tell them, we know nothing of your worship of us. We were heedless of your worship. So the idols, sometimes Satan itself, sometimes animals, they're going to tell them, they will absolve themselves of any responsibility. They would tell them, listen, you wasted your time. You are not worshipping me. I know nothing about you. They're going to disavow themselves. Even the idols who are bad, on that day, the idols are going to tell the idol worshippers, the polytheists of Badul Asnam, we have nothing between us. You wasted your time. Don't say that you worship me. You worship your own desires. Therefore, ask your desires to help you, not me. Not me. فَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. It is enough for God to be a witness. On that day, it is true that God is going to ask the skin, the limbs, but he doesn't need to. He's the ultimate witness and he's the ultimate judge. And God does not lie. Suffices for him to be a witness. We do not need an external witness. We have God. He's the best witness and the most honest. فَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ إِن كُنَّا عَنْ عِبَادَتِكُمْ لَغَافِلِينَ. The idols would say to them, listen, we were heedless that you were worshipping us. You knew that we had no brains, we had no spiritual or mental existence, but you insisted on worshipping us. You wasted your time. After that, Allah says, هُنَالِكْ, هُنَالِكْ, there and then, هُنَالِكْ, at that hour, at that minute, تَبْلُو كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَسْلَفَتْ. Every, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ, every soul shall experience that which it did in the past. Every single soul. Whatever we did in the past, for the period of 8 years of our life, we're going to see right before our eyes. We are not going to see something else. There will be no confusion in the files. They would not give the file of someone else to you and your file to someone else. These things happen, you know, at the immigration here, Laguna Niguel. Files get mixed, you know. Or even at the lab, someone did blood test and it came, he's a male and it came to be, he's pregnant, you know. So it happens. These things happen in this life, these confusions. But that system of justice with God does not know any type of confusion. هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُو. Every single soul should experience the deeds of its own self, not someone else. So my friends, if you are worried today about someone, be worried about yourself first. We have to worry about ourselves before worrying about others, what others are doing or saying or not doing or not saying. We have to worry about ourselves, our own fire. Because that day is a serious day. That day is not fiction. That day is not fiction. That day is serious. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. People think, oh, I'm now only 40 years old. I have another 40, 50 years ahead of me. No. No. You see it far, but Allah see it very near and very close. Even if you have 40 years ahead of you, what does that mean? What does that mean? 40 years are nothing. 40 years nowadays are like 4 months. So we have to be prepared. On that day, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَسْلَفَتْ. Allah says one of the meanings of that day in Surah At-Tariq. Again, one of the beautiful chapters. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقُ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ إِنْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظٌ فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ. And then listen to this powerful statement. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ. Allahu Akbar. On a day, which is the day of judgment, on that day of judgment, all the secrets, all secrets are going to be revealed and disclosed. It becomes public information. In this life, today, you can check on the status of people. Go to the internet, you can see whether someone is married, single, how many times he's married, how many times he divorced, how many times he, you know, his property, his children, his career, his this, his that, his loan, his... You can see it. This is public. Public information. On the day of judgment, not only his marriage and his divorce, whatever he did, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ. Here, some people are very concerned about the secrecy and their privacy. No, no, I don't want someone to know where I am going, where I am traveling, when I am coming back, where I am living. They shield themselves. To protect themselves here in this dunya, they shield themselves. On that day, this shield is removed. No more protection. Everything is disclosed. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ. Sarair, plural of sarira. And sarira, the hidden thing. When you hide it in your heart, and you don't tell others about it, this becomes sarira. Allah says tubla. Tubla is tested or revealed or disclosed. So no secret is hidden on that day. So if you worry, then don't do. If you know things are wrong, you don't want people to know about it, don't do it here. Don't do it. Allah says, if you don't do it, if you stop doing it, I will delete it from your file. Nobody is going to see it. And Allah has some extra courtesy for certain people, not all people, certain specific people. Allah says, only those people I'm going to shield them with extra protection. Who are those people? Allah says, those people who keep the secrets of others. In this life, if you do not disclose the secrets of others, then Allah is going to keep your secret safe, even from angels and malaika. Malaika who are supposed to know everything, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. You have two gods standing here, رقيب and عتيد, documenting everything. Those ملائكة, Allah says, He will shut their eyes and they will forget what you did. Allah says, because you protected the honors of your brethren. Someone who's mu'min, you protected his or her honor, then I'm going to protect your honor too. وَكُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ دُعَاء كُمَيْل. How many of you were here for دُعَاء كُمَيْل? Do you reflect on this dua? وَكُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ. I made something bad, terrible. You did not allow the angels to see it. You protected me. The only one who saw it is you. وَكُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ. You observed. عَلَيَّ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ. مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ, it means behind the angels. They could not see it. وَكُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ. وَالشَّاهِدَ لِمَا خَفِيَ. خَفِيَ عَنْهُمْ. You only witnessed, but the angels, they could not see, because you protected me. وَبِرَحْمَتِكَ أَخْفَيْتَهُ وَبِفَضْلِكَ سَتَرْتَهُ. You did the satr, you concealed it, so you did not allow them to see. Allah says, if you are generous with people, I am going to be more generous with you. If you are protective of the honors of people, I am going to be more protective of your own honor. If you are giving, I'll be more giving to you. If you are easy with people, I am going to be more easy with you. But if you are bad with people, don't expect me to be good with you. Allah says, people are my children. Ibadur Rahman. They are my dependents. If you treat them well, I treat you well. If you don't treat them well, don't waste your time and say, God, I need your mercy. Because you kept my mercy away from you through your misdeeds and your abuse to the people. هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُو كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا أَسْلَفَتْ. Everything we do in this life is going to appear there. وَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. We are in a journey. Insan in this life is embarking on a journey, on a voyage. This voyage is going to terminate with God. مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. We have one Lord, one Mawla, one Master and one Owner. And this is God. And the journey is going to terminate with Him. He can't run away. As I told you, when those boys who run away from their parents, ultimately they come back to the home. Nobody can run away from God. مولاهم الحق. The real master is God. وردوا إلى الله. وظل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. And that which they used to fabricate and invent against God will forsake them, would leave them in the lurch. People here, they fabricate things against God. Either fabricate in worshipping, they worship other objects beside God, or sometimes not worshipping. Sometimes they invent other things. They say this is halal while they have no knowledge. This is haram. They have no knowledge about it. They start to legislate on behalf of God. يفترون. Or even when they lie, a simple lie. Someone who spends his life, his entire life, lying. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, avoid lying. Because when you lie to people, one day you're going to lie to yourself too. And you're going to believe your lie. When someone keeps lying to this and this and this and this and all the people, one day he lies to himself. And he starts believing his own lies. So avoid. جُعِلَتُ الذُّنُوبُ فِي بَيْتٍ وَجُعِلَ مِفْتَاحُهَا الْكَذِبُ. The hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All sins have been locked in a house, in a storage, And the key to that storage is lying. So it means when someone lies, today is going, tomorrow is going to drink. After tomorrow is going to gamble. After that he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Because he broke. He has the key. He has the master key to all sins. And there is nothing more beautiful than the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Sayyid al-Sadiqeen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. لا يذوق أحدكم حلاوة الإيمان حتى يترك الكذب حتى يؤثر الصدق حيث يضره على الكذب حيث ينفعه. Nowhere you can find more beautiful than this sentence and more genuine, because it was said by a genuine man, a man who never lied, not even a single time in his life. He says, no one can attain real faith until the day when they put him in the court and the judge asks him. And he knows if he tells the judge the truth, they're going to throw him into prison. He's going to lose. If he lies, he's going to get away. He says, I tell the truth. Because my principles are more important to me than anything else. Principles. Islam says live by your principles. Why do we have now some Republicans who hate others? Because they are not true to their principles. Neither they are true to the principles of their country. Because they want to get to power at any price, at any cost, even if they attack others, they put them down, they fabricate things against them, they don't care. They don't have principles. When a family, a person, a community, a country, a president, a congressman does not have principles, you have to fear him. Because he can do anything to hurt you and to protect himself. But if someone has principles, you would not fear him, because you know this person has principles. And the principles are above everything else. Allah says, uphold principles. Teach your children. In this life, there are something called principles and values. And they are important. One of them is to speak the truth. This is a value. One of them is to be honest. One of them is not to fabricate lies against even your enemies. You don't like them? Don't say something which is not true about them. Say what is true, but don't exceed the limit. أَعْدَلُ النَّاسِ مَنْ أَنصَفَ مَنْ ظَلَمَهُ. The most equitable person, the most just, is the one who does insaf and justice even to his enemies. You can't find better than this justice. Your enemy, but still you are ready to do justice with him or her. Although he's your enemy, but you don't wrong your enemy. This is the safest person. Safest person who does no wrong to anyone, neither a friend nor an enemy. Allahumma akhbar al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات. We have a friend of us. Many of you know him. He's an imam of one of the important mosques here. He is in a very critical condition in the hospital. He's terminally ill. And today they told me the doctors, they lost hope. But we have to pray for him. So Allah makes the journey easy for him and for us too. Allahumma arzuqna al-rahata inda al-mawt. This is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always do this dua in your prayers, in your, sujood. Outside salat, Allahumma arzuqna al-rahata inda al-mawt. Make this journey, this transition smooth and easy for us. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir-Rahmanir-Rahim. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء، 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 أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية، المريض المنظور وجميع المنظى المنظورين، اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية، وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.